Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Breakfast Briefing for Tuesday, the 26th of April, 2022. My name is Chris Conway, filling in for Henry Jennings, who I understand is back very soon. I know you all miss Henry. Not long until the great man returns. Before we get to the fun stuff, a quick look at the disclaimer. It essentially says that this presentation is general in nature only. Before acting, you should take into account your personal financial circumstances. If you would like to read the disclaimer in full, please pause the video now. To the action overnight, we saw the Dow close up 238 points. It was down almost 500, I believe, at one point. But the markets climbed a wall of worry. Worries about lockdowns or further lockdowns in China, inflationary pressures, whole host of worries that the market overcame. Elon Musk buying Twitter, or taking Twitter private, I should say, for $44 billion provided a bit of a sentiment boost, proving that the capitalism is far from dead. Of course, in the previous session, the Dow was down some 900 points. SPY futures down 25 points, or 0.3%, as it folds into the analysis or into the picture those last two sessions. So, of course, we had a public holiday here yesterday. Markets didn't get to respond to that big wipeout on Friday night. And then, of course, markets were up or closed up, as I said, overnight. So a few things to work through there, but ultimately SPY futures pointing to a 25-point retreat on the open. The NASDAQ was the big gainer overnight, up 1.3% again on that Twitter news from Elon Musk and the purchase there. S&P 500 up almost 0.6%. Oil was a big loser overnight, as were a lot of commodities. Again, markets still a little bit spooked by the situation in China, in particular in Shanghai, where they're going into a fourth week of lockdown, in Beijing, where they're locking down more areas and planning to test millions and millions and millions of people to try and get the COVID situation under control. That saw the Chinese market yesterday down almost 5% to the lowest level, I believe it was since April 2020. So plumbing lows not seen for quite some time, and commodities got caught up in that sell-off as well. So we see there oil down 4%, that's the WTI, that's the US version. Gold down almost 2%, and iron ore down 2.4%. So not good for our commodities heavy market today, but hopefully some broader market strength manages to carry us through. That is the chart of the S&P 500 overnight. We can see early weakness and then that rally through the back half of the session and closing near the highs, which was nice to see. The major stories, there we have it, stocks rebounding ahead of a big tech earnings week. Elon Musk, the deal that I've spoken about, taking Twitter private for $44 billion. China lockdown, amping up inflation scare for global markets. The lockdowns and the limited production putting more inflationary pressures into the global economy. And we see panic buying gripping Beijing as local COVID-19 cases rise. And residents bracing for that lockdown, that Shanghai-style lockdown or further lockdowns. US looking to restore diplomatic presence in Ukraine. Macron won his second term as French president. Further inflation complicates the Fed's efforts to find a neutral rate. We're talking central banks here. European central bank policymakers keen for a quick end to bond buys and an early rate hike. I was reading this morning that I believe they want to end QE and hike rates in June. Not only end QE, but also increase rates at the same time. So it'll be interesting to see if they can manage to do that. And then some economic data out of Germany, business sentiment unexpectedly increasing in April. To what's going on today, a bit of a risk-off day expected. Commodities likely to feel the brunt, as we've talked about. BHP and Rio were down in the US. Base metals, iron ore, and oil weaker. Again, we've already spoken to that. South 32 and PRU have activities reports. United Malt Group has been hit by some supply chain issues. Perseus Mining, record gold production in the March quarter. Mirvac Group in advanced talks to take control of AMP Capital's flagship office fund. That fund has been in play for a while. Macquarie launching a sale process of its water and energy infrastructure company, Yuon. Nothing locally on the economic front. And then we have durable goods orders, home prices, new home sales, and consumer confidence in the US tonight. Consumer confidence will be an interesting read to see how the consumer is going in the face of the high inflation environment. To the question of the day, a topical one, very simply, Elon Musk, Twitter aside perhaps, Are you a fan or not? It'll be interesting to see people's responses. I will go on record as saying is I am a fan. Anyone who can build $4 billion plus companies on $1 trillion company is certainly doing quite well. So that's right, he has built $4 billion plus, or helped build $4 billion plus companies. Those companies being Tesla, of course, PayPal, The Boring Company, and SpaceX. And there we have it. All right, team. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Until then, please take care.